y así me pongo. Oh
welcome to the 2018 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast, The Rossi Report. Maybe I'm just going to call it Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast. Because The Rossi Report, that's a name that has a future somewhat. You know what I mean? Can you even hear me? Sorry. We're going this bright and early. Real professional start to the show. Anyways, the draft is done, boys. We are now on to the regular season. 13 weeks of fantasy fun and an opportunity to win $50 each week. Also, we had ourselves the scramble of the schedule, so you won't be playing the same old that you've played the last 5 years. Our week 7 matchups for the high stakes betting, whatever you really want to call that rivalry, quote-unquote, week, has been set. So we'll get into a little bit of that, but first we'll just talk about the draft. The draft has happened. It is complete. It was maybe the most embarrassing draft we've had yet. Just a real cluster F of stuff, whether it be people not knowing who was drafted, people taking forever, well, Jimmy taking forever. There was a couple, I remember to start the draft without naming names, people like, oh, Blake, like, I think Blake had one pick and it took him a little while. I'm like, oh, Blake, it takes such a long time. And then Jimmy just came in with just taking forever, for freaking ever. But before we completely roast Jim, want to also thank him for having hosting most of the league. I think 10 members made it out to Jim's new place, beautiful new place. Happy for him, Heather, Logan. Seems awesome. Seems like that was a lot of fun. It was a good way to kind of start the day. It would have been nice probably to do the draft there. I think we also got the feedback. Drafts at night, not going to work for this league. Unless it's maybe like a Saturday night. Even still, drafting at night is tough because the longer it takes, the more frustrated you get. People are making bad picks. And it was just rough. But yeah, Jimmy, that was rough. There was at least 5 people, I think, that put up a pick that had already been there. The only reason I'm going with that because I'm just trying to think of how many times I heard the S My D chant in there. I know Billy did one, Marco, Jimmy, maybe I can't remember off the top of my head. You're probably writing off names in yourself. Maybe you did one. Maybe Chase. Chase might have got one in there. Either way. Yeah, that was a real rough draft there. It took a long time. Obviously delayed start. That's gonna happen. It was interesting. I love the Tuna Club. Thought it was good. It was nice to have a venue to ourselves. That was fun. There was drinks served. I want to thank Katie, obviously Anthony, for hooking that up. It was really interesting. And I think that, you know, but it definitely comes to the point. I think we need to be day drafters. So we'll figure that out. We'll get into some of the topics that I think stand out from the draft. Obviously, Pack coming in, you know, this whole tanking debate or whatever you want to call it, or playing for the future. We'll call playing for the future. And Pat ending up with 3 first-round picks. And the odds, we were talking about this as well at one of the tables I was at. Like, what are the stats that Pat wouldn't get a top-3 pick? And it's really, really tough for him not to. Out of 12 teams, he has 3 of the picks, and he didn't end up not even in the top 3, not even in the top 5. The first pick Pat had was 7th, and then he ended up going 7, 8, 9. And in those picks, he took Leonard Fournette, he took Odell Beckham, and he took Keenan Allen. You know, in a PPR league, that looks pretty good. But then he comes back, he has a second-round pick from Billy, who took the 12th pick overall. He was the first person to make the shift in where they want to draft, and Pat ends up with Christian McCaffrey. So in the first 2 rounds, Pat has Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Odell Beckham, Keenan Allen. You know, that depends on where you look at it. You could be like, oh, that's terrible or whatever. But that's, you know, for having all those picks, there's still an advantage. And we'll see how Pat plays out this year. You know, Pat's doing so well that I looked at his starting lineup that he kept Jarvis Landry in the, I think, 5th round. And he's not even in his starting lineup. That may change, but it's interesting to go into week 1. Some of the other things that people jump, you know, picking people in weird places, I guess you could say. I thought one of the funniest picks of the draft was Kevin taking Jamal Williams, regardless if Jamal Williams scores 100 touchdowns. It was just funny to see how quickly it was like, wait a minute, like, Jamal Williams? Like, really? And everybody jumped on Kevin's case. Jamal Williams taken in the fourth round. And the fourth rounds have pretty much known as, like, the crap round for us. I'm sorry. And also, Jarvis Landry was kept as a fourth round pick. But the fourth round's always kind of known as, like, we always will look back on and be like, what was going on there? And picks in that round were LeSean McCoy, Royce Freeman, the hype train is real, I guess, Derrick Henry, Jamal Williams, Greg Olsen, Jarvis Landry was a keeper, Jay Ajayi, Jimmy Graham, Marshawn Lynch, Demaryius Thomas, Deion Lewis, and Emmanuel Sanders. This round always, like, if we go back, you can just always look at that one and it will be like, what the F is that? it always makes you laugh. It, like, last year, I think I took, like, Paul Perkins in the fourth round, which might have been the worst pick of all time. And, you know, there was, like, Jameson Crowders of the world were in there. It's just, it's always interesting to see, like, you know, when you look back. It's just always a round that I think people – it's our league's, like, freak-out rounds. Like, well, I got to start picking guys because the guy I thought would be there, like a Royce Freeman. I'm like, oh, that guy will be there in, like, the fifth, sixth round here. Taking in the fourth round, you're like, okay, you got to start jumping on players. You got to jump on them right now. So with that being said, like, the schedule was updated as well. I'm just going to pull that up as I'm discussing it. I think, you know, we have a lot – the whole entire – the idea of what we did, I think, this year with scrambling things and changing things, like the whole shuffling of the draft, it was an experiment. And I think only two people, if I'm not mistaken, moved their draft position. I think it was Billy and Jimmy. I could be wrong. I forget who off the top of my head who had 11th now, but I can't remember if they took 11th or if 11th was left for them. Because I know, I think Billy moved, then I got, it was either me or Gillette then had 5th and 6th, then Pat took 7th, and or AG, then Pat, then Kevin, and, you know, Jimmy had moved his pick. But I thought, you know, it was worth the experiment. We can discuss it after, kind of see how people feel about it going into next year. I think it will be a pretty interesting way to look at things, you know, because I thought it spiced up the draft at least just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all we're looking for. Like, here and there, just spicing up a little bit. Like, in week 7, the reason I want to do, we'll have that kind of high stakes thing. Like I said, you could bet on anything. It will just be kind of fun to do. Now, as for that week 7, so the matchups for the high-stakes one, if you want to say, could be money, could be anything is agreed upon by the two parties. You have Pachi versus Blake. You'll have Kevin versus Zach. You'll have Jimmy versus Billy. You'll have Gillette versus Chase. You'll have Pat versus Anthony and Marco versus myself. So those are the Week 7 kind of high-stakes matchups. And I'll quickly run through this week's matchups. So you're going to have Anthony versus myself in a rematch of a championship. I think, do we have two championship matchups? Did I beat Anthony? No, I beat Pat. But either way, me and Anthony have squared off a lot in the playoffs. And this matchup will take place this week opening up. So we will we'll see what comes out of that. You have Anthony versus myself. You'll have Marco versus Jimmy. You'll have Kevin versus Chase. You'll have Gillette versus Billy. That should be an interesting one. Just looking at these projected points. Points are much higher now with this PPR. Like, they've gone up about 20 points per game, I've noticed. Like, last year, everything was like, you average about 120s, and now some people are looking at the 140s, 150s. Don't forget, you can make $50 if you score the most points. So that continues to be interesting. You have Blake versus Zach, and then you have Pat versus Pachi. And I got to give one shot of credit, and I know people laugh. Pachi started his draft off pretty interesting. I thought Pachi going with the Gronk-Brady connection early, pretty damn good. Because both those guys on incentive contracts, that's some smart doing there by Pachi. But this is just a quick podcast, kind of going over the draft. Embarrassing draft nonetheless. I don't think anybody would disagree. It was fun. I hope we all had a good time. Took forever. Jimmy was literally the human rain delay. But hey, you know, that's what happens. I think we definitely need to, you know, consider daytime drafting from here on out. A lot of people, you know, definitely came back with that feedback. But we'll get into that as the season progresses. And next week, when I come back on the podcast, I'll bring another guest on. This is just a quick overview of what happened at the draft, the embarrassment of it. And now it is time to make the games matter. It's not about drafting. It's not about any of the other BS that we talk about. It will now be about the games and how good of a draft you had and how good of a roster builder you can be and playing the right guys when, because that's always what sucks. Week 1, you got all these guys on your bench. You're like, oh, these guys are awesome. And then it's like, well, you don't play them. And then you end up getting screwed by a point and a half, or you bench a kicker. Happens. Anyways, all right. So thank you guys for tuning in. Big season upon us. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the football games. I'll be back next week with a guest of choice.